Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
We have to make an effort to seek Him, and He'll show us great things that we don't know. Jeremiah 33:3, that's what we quoted that before. You know, man often says, show me, and then I will believe. I remember when Jesus Christ was on the cross, you remember? They were saying, come down, and now then we'll believe that you are who you said you are. Doesn't work that way, does it? He said, believe me, and then I will show you. We have to believe first in God. And when we believe in God, He'll move on our behalf. Now, I want to encourage you with this. The buts of God. What is? Anybody know what a conjunction is? Who take English classes? We all do. There you go. It joins two clauses together. They cannot be separated. Now, whenever humans use conjunctions, it's normally not good. It's normally not good. Well, I go by there, but I don't want to go. Oh, man. I loan you this money, but I know I'm not going to get it back. So they're never good. But whenever God uses a conjunction, He shows us a problem, and then He tells us His promise. Now, I want you to write these down, and I want you to study them this week. Because, man, I'm telling you, I was shouting on these right here. Let's take a look at Job chapter 13, 15. And boy, I was here in 2006. You know, when Job, I read this thing many a time. And I'm like, what is Job talking about, the Lord slaying him? But boy, I'm telling you, listen to this. It says, though He slay me, yet will I trust Him. Gosh. Why do we get bent out of shape when we're going through problems? We are a physical being in a physical world. We're going to have physical problems. But we know the problem solver. God. Is it for His glory? Remember the four anchors. So Job said, even though God allowed this to come on me, I will trust Him. Because I know He loves me. The next one, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 and 9. Goodness gracious, this one's good. We'll take some time on this one. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 and 9. I tell you, you should chew on this one the rest of the week here. It says, we are troubled on every side. I mean, you turn to the left, you turn to the right, you turn to the back, troubles everywhere. But look what he says. Yet not distressed. Why? Because I know He is in charge. The Bible says, 10,000 shall fall at your side, and you shall not be harmed. So he's telling you, troubles all around you. But be not distressed, because He is in charge. Where is your faith? He asked the disciples, why are ye so fearful? He simply wants you to believe in Him. He says, fear not, only believe. I tell you, I've been there many a time. You know, we gave you the acronym for fear a few weeks ago. Fear can mean forget everything and run, or face everything.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.